السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين. وقال تعالى: ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد، سبحانه، إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. وإن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم. فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم، فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم. أبصر بهم وأسمع يوم يأتوننا، لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and elders، محترم بايو دوست بزرگون، in the English calendar, in the Gregorian calendar, one of the most important days is the day of Christmas. And nowadays it's a very important day because of the fact that it's a public holiday and everybody has time off work, people, children have time off school, and it's a public holiday. Most businesses and most institutions and most organizations are closed on that day. Now, it's very important that we understand the significance of this Christmas, because unfortunately we see that 20, 30, 40 years ago, the first generation, second generation of Muslims that migrated from different countries, wherever they came from, they understood that Christmas is a Christian tradition. It's got nothing to do with us. So we have a holiday, so we don't go to work, but it's their tradition. We're not going to involve ourselves with that. The same way on the day of Eid, the Christians understand that this is a Muslim tradition. They don't celebrate anything on that day. But unfortunately, third, fourth generation, possibly fifth generation we are on now, many people have started to assimilate. And this culture, the customs, the traditions, the practices, we have started to implement them. And we have started to, our culture has started to become affected by these traditions. That's why now, Christmas time, you have a lot of families, good Muslim families, practicing families, who have Christmas party, Christmas dinner. They say, but it's just an excuse to get the family together. But they're using these terms more now: Christmas dinner, Christmas presents. They're using these things, buying children, because obviously during Christmas time, there's a lot of toys and gifts and things like that, specifically tailored for children. But people are buying them, saying, what's the harm? But there's nothing wrong. It's just a bit of enjoyment. It's just a bit of, pleasing your children, keeping them happy, making your children smile. So this is why it's okay. There's nothing wrong. So this is the reason I thought very briefly, we have less time, but I thought very briefly, inshallah, I'll just mention a few points. First of all, the significance behind Christmas. Many primary schools, they have all primary schools, whether Church of England schools or whether regular primary schools, unless they are Islamic primary schools or maybe Jewish primary schools, they will have these nativity plays, they will have these songs about what they call Jesus, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and they will have lots of things that our children are going, they're learning, they're listening to, they are reading, they are, playing, they have plays and things like this, and we are unaware. Many Muslim parents rather go to watch the plays and they think it's okay, we're just supporting our children. Well, let's think about it for a second. What does every single Christmas play consist of? You have Mary, you have Joseph, you have baby Jesus, you have three wise men, you have, I don't know, all of these other components of the Christmas play. Everything needs to be looked at. What is the Islamic viewpoint of those things? The most fundamental thing here, the concept of Mary and Joseph. That Isa alayhi salam, his mother's name was Maryam, or in English Mary. And apparently, in the English version, what our children are being taught in schools is that Isa alayhi salam has a father, na'udhu billah. And his name is Joseph. What is the reality? Iska haqiqat kya hai? If we look in the books of history, we see that Sayyidatuna Maryam alayha salam was accused of zina. Na'udhu billah. When she gave birth to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, miraculous birth, without a father, the whole story so beautifully Allah Ta'ala discusses in Surah Maryam. The people, her own people, the Banu Israel, the Jewish people of the time, they accused her of zina. And guess who they accused her of zina with? A man whose name was Yusuf al-Najjar, Joseph the carpenter. So the man who was accused of zina and adultery with Sayyidatuna Maryam, and she was accused of zina with this person and from whom illegitimately this child Isa alayhi salam was born, now he's being romanticized in the schools, and now mashallah this is accepted as the narrative, na'udhu billah amazing mashallah, it's accepted as the narrative that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, and his father's name was Joseph and his mother's name was Maryam. It's so severe. You know, I actually say to our students that don't, if your children are involved in nativity, tell them. The problem is, you know, sometimes in madrasa, हमारे वालदेन इन चीज़ों की तरफ बिल्कुल फिक्र नहीं देते, ख्याल नहीं करते कि बच्चों को स्कूल के अंदर क्या, यह अकायद का मसला है, अकीदे का मसला है. This is an issue of aqeedah and beliefs. You know, in madrasa once I asked, I had an assembly with all the children, young children, and I asked, who can tell me who Isa alayhi salam is, the prophet Jesus is? You know, most children said, he's the son of God. Most children in our madrasa, and I was so shocked. This was when I first came. They said, he's the son of God. 8-9 year old children. So then I realized we need to make a strong effort to teach the correct beliefs about Isa alayhi salam. Well, parents should have made that effort from the time they were sending their children to school. Who is Isa alayhi salam? SubhanAllah, there are so many activities, there are so many videos, there are so many things we can watch, and so many methods through which we can educate our children. So who is Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam? Personally, Sayyidina, I find the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to be so amazing. Remember in Surah Maryam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the whole story of Maryam. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to discuss the story of Sayyidatuna Maryam alayhi salam is because her story is so amazing. The entire story is a miracle. And the entire story is a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, the birth of Sayyidatuna Maryam, okay. And then the birth of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. That kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihraba wajada 'indaha rizqa qala ya Maryam anna laki hadha qalat huwa min 'indillah inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab hunalika da'a Zakariya rabba. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, a Nabi of Allah, he is over 100 years old. Many narrations mention he's 120 years old, and his wife is 98 years old according to many tafsirs. Imagine a man who is 120 years old and a woman who is 98 years old. Most of the time that they don't exist, right? This is something you find in Guinness Book of Record, that a person has survived for that long. But they're that old. Allah Ta'ala has not blessed them with any children. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he's worried. لَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. Ya Allah, when I die, I'm worried. Because I'm very old, any day I will pass away, I'm looking around at the people with me and I don't find anyone suitable to take my position as the Nabi of this nation. I don't find anyone suitable. Everybody has problems, everybody has weaknesses. So, oh Allah, please, إِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. I am worried that after I die, my family members will misuse this position. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam was the Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa. And then he says, وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرَةً. My wife is barren. She cannot give birth. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. Oh Allah, please grant me a child from you. Why did he make this dua? Before this, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he enters the room where Sayyidatuna Maryam used to be doing ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidatuna Maryam was so pious. so pious that they used to call her Ukhta Harun, Ya Ukhta Harun, sister of Harun. Who is Harun? Harun is not the Nabi Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. Rather, he was a pious man from the Banu Israel. He was so pious that anyone who used to be very, very pious, they used to be called a relative of Harun. Okay, this person is a relative of Harun. That's how pious they are. So Sayyidatina Maryam, her laqab, her title was Ukhta Harun. She was so pious, subhanAllah, from childhood. So she used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a room, in a chamber inside of Masjid al-Aqsa. Till today, when you go to Masjid al-Aqsa, you can see the mihrab of Sayyidatina Maryam, where she used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam used to enter that chamber and he used to see her eating fruits of summer in winter. And fruits of winter in summer. Fruits which were not supposed to grow in that season, which you couldn't buy from the markets, she was eating them. And he realized. And when he asked her, "Where, O Maryam, anna laki hada? Where are you getting these fruits from?" She said, "Min indillah." That these fruits are from Allah. So automatically, in Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam's mind struck that Allah Ta'ala, ek cheez hoti hai Allah Ta'ala ki sunnat, sunnatullah or adatullah. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's habit. Allah's habit is that when a person is young and when a person can get married and they have the ability to, you know, they're young, Allah Ta'ala blesses them with children. But once you reach a certain age, especially for women, when you reach menopausal age and beyond that, then you can't have children. That's Allah's aada. But Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam is saying to himself, Allah is breaking his sunnah, his habit when it comes to Maryam. He is giving her fruits out of season. So why can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not give me a child, even though I am past the age of having children? So هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. And subhanAllah, the way he makes dua is so beautiful. Anyway, he makes his dua. Allah Ta'ala blesses him with Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. Sayyidatina Maryam, she grows up. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angel to Sayyidatina Maryam. And this is the part I wanted to mention. That فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِلْنُ. Before this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel Jibreel alayhi salam to Sayyidatina Maryam. And he said, "O Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to bless you with a child." Sayyidatina Maryam said, "How can I have a child? I have never been married and I have never done any bad action myself." Angel Jibreel alayhi salam said, "Don't worry. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا." Allah Ta'ala wants to make you a sign, an ayah, to demonstrate Allah's qudra and Allah's power. Right? In the Quran, in another place, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam." The example of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is like the example of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. That Allah Ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without any mother and father. This is why they say that Allah Ta'ala wanted to make Sayyidina Maryam a sign, because Allah has demonstrated His power in that Allah has created a person without a father and mother. Who was that? Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala created a person without a mother. Who was that? Sayyidina Hawa. Allah Ta'ala created Sayyidina Hawa from the rib of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So although he was essentially the father, but she came from a male. Allah Ta'ala wanted to demonstrate, Allah Ta'ala wanted to complete this by creating a child without a father, only from a mother. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is born. The reason I wanted to mention this is very important. It demonstrates Allah Ta'ala's power. Unfortunately, many Christians now, Christianity, the religion which claims to follow Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they misunderstand Allah Ta'ala's power. Now, why is it hard to say Allah Ta'ala has created Isa alayhi salam without a father? Are you underestimating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power? Why is it difficult to say Allah Ta'ala has elevated, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, that nobody killed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, nobody crucified Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَلْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, rather his face was replicated onto somebody else's face. That the soldiers who came, Pontius Pilate, in schools this narrative is taught to our children. The Pontius Pilate, he sent his soldiers, and Isa alayhi salam, Jesus was betrayed by Judas, his disciple. And Pontius Pilate sent his soldiers, they came in, they captured Jesus, and they went and they crucified him. Na'udhu billah. Allah Ta'ala says the reality is somebody did come out of the house looking like Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. But it wasn't Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, because بَلْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. His face was somebody else's face was changed to look like his face. Somebody else's features were changed to look like his features. One of the soldiers that went in, Allah Ta'ala changed that person's face to look like Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala elevated Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Why is it so hard to believe this? Allah is the greatest, most powerful being. Allah can do whatever He wants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam for this. When Sayyidatuna Maryam, her mother, Sayyidatuna Hanna, when she was similarly quite old and she did not have any children, so she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. And she said, "Oh Allah, if you bless me with a child, I will give him in the service of Masjid al-Aqsa." She said, "Him. I will give him in the service of Masjid al-Aqsa." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with a daughter. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَىٰ. A boy is not like a girl. People just expect, you know, a boy, he can go out there, a male can go out there, and they can do certain, so much khidmat of deen in the public sphere, which many times women can't do because of certain limitations. But Allah ta'ala is saying, لَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَىٰ. What I have planned for Sayyidatuna Maryam, for your daughter Maryam, is much greater than what any son that you would have had could possibly do. I am planning to make her the mother of Isa alayhi salam. One of the greatest. I mean, ulul azmi min al-rusul. When Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ ulul azmi min al-rusul. Have patience, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way the greatest of Allah's messengers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had patience. Who are the ulul azmi min al-rusul? Allah Ta'ala mentions in another ayat in Surah Al-Ahzab. That the ulul azmi, the greatest of Allah's messengers, are Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. These are the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messengers. If you go according to the narration mentioned in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 124,000 messengers, 124,000 anbiya. From these, about a couple of hundred of them were Rasuls, that they were sent with a book and a new way of life. And from them, the greatest, the elite, the cream of the crop, was these five messengers. And from amongst them, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And Allah Ta'ala chose such, Allah Ta'ala granted Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam such a honor, that towards the day of Qiyamah, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will return just to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Why Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam? For two reasons. One is because this was his dua, his wish, as was the wish of many of the anbiya alayhi salam. But Allah Ta'ala accepted his wish, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's wish, when he made dua, "Oh Allah, please make me from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." SubhanAllah, we don't understand how great this sharaf i'zaz is, how great this honor is, that the first ummah, the first nation to enter Jannah will be the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Nabi wanted to be part of this ummah. And Allah Ta'ala only accepted one Nabi's dua, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So he will return towards the day of Qiyamah. And secondly, because so many people, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. Sayyidina Isa, ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ وَلَدٍ سُبْحَانَهُ إِذَا قَضَىٰ أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. I don't have time to go into all of this. But Allah Ta'ala says, فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. After Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was lifted into the skies, everybody had their own opinions about him. They all had difference of opinion. Some people are saying, "Oh, he's the son of God, na'udhu billah." Some are saying, "He's thalithu thalatha." He's one of the Trinity. The Trinity, the Godhead, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They have all of these beliefs. And then you have the Yahud, the Jewish people, who say that, na'udhu billah, he is an illegitimate child. Na'udhu billah. That he is born out of wedlock. They all have difference of opinion. So this is the reason why towards the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to reappear. And Allah Ta'ala says that, وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتٍ. That every single one of the Ahlul Kitab, the Jewish people and the Christians who live on that day and see Isa alayhi salam, they will all bring iman upon him. Because they will realize we were wrong. The Christians, we were saying he's the son of God. We were saying he died on the cross. He was crucified. The Jewish people, they were saying he's an illegitimate child. He's a false prophet. He's a fake prophet. Everybody will realize we were wrong, and they will all bring iman upon him. So to prove everybody wrong and to correct everybody's beliefs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will once again cause Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam towards the end of time to return, when Imam Mahdi will be here and Dajjal will be here and the fitna of Dajjal will be at its peak. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend in the grand masjid of Subhanallah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, he said that Yanzilu Isa ibn Maryam, Isa the son of Maryam will descend upon the white minaret of the Masjid of Dimishq, the Jami' Masjid of Dimishq. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no masjid in Damascus, in Dimishq. This was built in the time of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, 200 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, that masjid was built. And it now exists in Damascus, the Grand Masjid of Damascus, to the extent that there is a minara there, a minara, which they actually have called the minara of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And they are hopeful that this is where Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will come. So he will come there, his hand will be on the two shoulders of two angels, and then he will go and he will tell Sayyidina Imam Mahdi, last point, Hazrat. Imam Mahdi will tell him, lead the salah, and he will say to Imam Mahdi, no, you lead the salah. All of this will happen. This is our aqidah, this is our belief, and we need to make sure that our beliefs are correct, and we rectify the beliefs of our family members and our children as well. Allah Ta'ala gives all the tawfiq.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن
move forward, inshallah, fill in the gaps. It is the school holidays, there are a lot more people who will be attending than usual. Please fill in the gaps, inshallah. Can I just request this, the brother who's the owner of this vehicle, BK62, this is a reg number, BK62,
XEJ, it's a Mercedes, BK62XEJ, if they can just remove their vehicle, I think it's blocking other cars.
نماز سے فارغ ہو کر ساتھی آگے آگے ہو جائیں, درمیان میں خالی جگہ نہ چھوڑیں, کیونکہ چھٹیاں ہیں اور رش زیادہ ہوگی نمازیوں کی. اگر نیچے فل ہو جائے تو اوپر بھی مسجد کھلی ہوئی ہے, ساتھی اوپر بھی جا سکتے ہیں. یہ لاسٹ فرائیڈے جو مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی ہے یہ 1065 پاؤنڈ ہیں. اللہ پاک آپ کے تعاون کو اپنے دربار میں قبول و مقبول فرمائے, اور اللہ پاک آپ کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. پچھلے ہفتے بھی اعلان کیا تھا کہ سردیوں میں مسجد کے اخراجات بڑھ جاتے ہیں, تو ساتھی کوشش کیا کریں کہ مسجد کے ساتھ تعاون میں تھوڑا اضافہ کریں, تاکہ سردیوں میں جو گیس وغیرہ کے بل آتے ہیں, یہ تقریباً ایک مہینے کے, پچھلے مہینے میں 3000 پاؤنڈ آیا تھا ایک مہینے کا, تو اس طرح اخراجات بڑھ جاتے ہیں. تو آپ حضرات سے درخواست ہے کہ مسجد کے ساتھ تعاون بڑھائیں, انشاءاللہ یہ آپ کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بھی ہوگا. یہ حاجی مہدی خان صاحب مرحوم کی فیملی نے 50 پاؤنڈ مسجد کو دیے ہیں اور خصوصی دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک مرحوم کی مغفرت فرمائے, ان کے لیے اس مسجد کو اللہ صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. یہ حاجی نور الہی صاحب کی بہن بیمار ہیں, ان کے لیے دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے, تو انشاءاللہ مفتی صاحب ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرما دیں گے. اللہ پاک ان کو شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. اور ایک اہم اعلان کرنا ہے کہ یہ مسجد کی نماز کا جو سالانہ ٹائم ٹیبل ہے یہ چھپ چکا ہے, تو جاتے ہوئے ساتھی یہ ٹائم ٹیبل بھی لیتے جائیں. یہ ہے پورے سال کا ٹائم ٹیبل ہے, تو یہ ایک مرتبہ آپ لے جائیں گے تو انشاءاللہ پورے سال کے لیے یہ کافی ہو جائے گا. اس کا جو ہدیہ رکھا ہے یہ 1 پاؤنڈ ہے, تو اس کے جو اخراجات تھے وہ مسجد نے پے کر دیے ہیں, تو آپ ساتھی 1 پاؤنڈ میں یہ لے جائیں گے, پورے سال کے لیے یہ چلے گا, اور دوسرا یہ کہ مسجد کے ساتھ تعاون بھی ہو جائے گا. تو یہ 1 پاؤنڈ ہے اس ٹائم ٹیبل کا ہدیہ, تو یہ پیچھے رکھے ہوئے ہوں گے دروازے کے باہر, تو ساتھی جاتے ہوئے یہ بھی ساتھ لے جائیں. جزاک اللہ.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa sanadana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala 'alayhi wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kalamihi al-majid ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitani ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna mathala 'Isa 'indallahi kamathali Adam, khalaqahu min turabin thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين. وقال تعالى: واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا. قالت: إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. قال: إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. قالت: أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا. قال: كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا أولى بعيسى بن مريم منهم، الأنبياء إخوة علات. فقد قال رسول الله أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kalamihi al-majid ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitani ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه. وقال: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا ولولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضى يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين، اللهم انصر المسلمين في غزة يا ذا الجلال والعزة. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الغاصبين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please straighten the rows. Safed Rasul Malijega. Please ensure all gaps are filled. Brothers, please move forward, fill in the gaps in front of you. Stand shoulder to shoulder and ensure your heels are on the second line. Make sure our mobile phones are on silent, please, inshallah. Let's try to not make too much noise in the masjid, inshallah. Quietly move forward, fill in the gaps, inshallah. And let's try and arrive early for Jummah, inshallah, this week and next week as well. The school holidays, so there will be a lot of rush and there will be a lot of people attending. So if we arrive early, inshallah, we can sit closer to the front and gain the maximum reward, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ولقد مننا على موسى وهارون ونجيناهما وقومهما من الكرب العظيم ونصرناهم فكانوا هم الغالبين وآتيناهما الكتاب المستبين وهديناهما الصراط المستقيم وتركنا عليهما في الآخرين سلام على موسى وهارون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنهما من عبادنا المؤمنين وإن إلياس لمن المرسلين إذ قال لقومه ألا تتقون أتدعون بعلا وتذرون أحسن الخالقين الله ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين فكذبوه فإنهم لمحضرون إلا عباد الله المخلصين وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إلياسين إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك
وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله واتوب إليه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا رب لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأصدقائنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.